Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Big Vegan Flavor Techniques and 150 Recipes to Master Vegan Cooking by Nisha Vora is a technique-driven vegan cookbook designed to help home cooks build bold, satisfying plant-based meals without relying on substitution thinking. Rather than treating vegan cooking as a list of swaps for meat, dairy, or eggs, Vora centers a flavor-first philosophy. Understand how taste and texture are created, then apply those principles to vegetables, legumes, grains, tofu, mushrooms, and sauces. The book is frequently described as a vegan flavor Bible because it pairs recipes with concise tutorials that explain what is happening in the pan and why it matters. Readers learn how methods like roasting, caramelizing, braising, and marinating intensify flavor, and how umami-rich components can make plant-based dishes feel complete. Across 50 recipes, the goal is both practical and educational: cook great food now, and also gain reusable skills, foundational preparations, and mix and match building blocks that make everyday vegan meals more exciting and reliable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, flavor-first fundamentals for plant-based cooking. A central contribution of Big Vegan Flavor is its insistence that delicious vegan food comes from understanding flavor construction, not from chasing perfect replicas of animal-based dishes. Vora frames plant-based cooking around deliberate layering, starting with aromatics, developing depth through browning and caramelization, balancing richness with acidity, and finishing with brightness from herbs or citrus. This mindset helps readers move beyond bland steamed vegetables and toward food that tastes intentionally seasoned and complete. The book positions flavor pairings as learnable patterns, encouraging cooks to think about contrast and balance, such as creamy with crunchy or savory with sweet tang. Because the focus is on principles, the lessons are portable. The same approach can upgrade a weeknight bean dish, a grain bowl, or a vegetable-forward centerpiece. The result is a cookbook that reads partly like a guide to how flavor works in a vegan context, giving non-vegan and vegan cooks alike a framework for making plant-forward meals that feel hearty and craveable, not merely virtuous. Secondly, technique is the engine of taste and texture. The book emphasizes that technique is what unlocks the most from plant ingredients. Vora highlights methods that reliably intensify flavor and improve mouthfeel, including roasting to concentrate sweetness, caramelizing to add complexity, and braising to create tenderness and cohesion. Marinating is treated as a way to build character, especially for ingredients like tofu, tempeh, mushrooms, and vegetables that can absorb seasonings deeply when handled well. The recipes are structured to teach many, include quick tutorials that explain a specific move, so the reader is not just following steps but learning transferable skills. One widely cited example is brining plants to improve tenderness and seasoning from the inside, demonstrating how small process choices can change the final result. This approach addresses a common challenge in vegan cooking: achieving satisfying texture. By focusing on heat management, timing, and preparation, the book helps readers create dishes with the kind of chew, crispness, and richness that people often associate with restaurant food. Thirdly, umami and sauce building for depth and satisfaction. Big Vegan Flavor gives special attention to umami, the savory dimension that can make vegan food feel full-bodied and satisfying. Instead of leaning on animal products, Vora points readers toward plant-based ways to generate deep savoriness, often through concentrated seasonings and well-built sauces. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that a great sauce can turn simple ingredients into a cohesive, memorable meal, and it encourages the use of umami-rich components and cooking approaches that deliver complexity. The emphasis on umami also supports the book's broader goal of serving both vegan and non-vegan audiences when dishes are built around deep flavor. The absence of meat or dairy stops being the main story. Readers are guided to think in terms of layering and finishing, so a dish is not only well-seasoned but also rounded, with a sense of completeness. In practice, this means understanding when to add depth early, when to brighten at the end, and how sauces, dressings, and finishing elements can unify grains, vegetables, and proteins into something greater than the sum of its parts. Fourthly, spices, blends, and intentional seasoning. Another recurring focus is the power of spices and smart seasoning to create complexity without complicated preparation. The book highlights the idea that spice blends are not just about heat, but about structure. Warm notes, floral notes, earthiness, and sweetness can be combined to produce layered flavor that makes plant-based dishes exciting. Vora uses recipes to illustrate how spices can shift a dish from simple to multidimensional, including in desserts, where a thoughtful blend can add depth and aromatic lift. The teaching angle matters here because many home cooks either underseason plant-based food or overcorrect with too much salt or one dominant spice. By treating spice selection as a craft, the book helps readers build confidence with global flavor profiles and encourages tasting and adjusting with purpose. The emphasis remains practical. The goal is to help a cook reliably produce big flavor, whether they are seasoning a pot of beans, roasting vegetables, or building a creamy component. Over time, readers can develop a more intuitive sense of balance and restraint. And lastly, foundational building blocks and mix and match cooking. Beyond individual dishes, Big Vegan Flavor is structured to help readers cook more flexibly. A notable theme in the book's positioning is the presence of foundational recipes for proteins, grains, and sauces that can be reused and combined in different ways. This building block approach reduces the fatigue of starting from scratch every night and supports a more sustainable home cooking rhythm. Instead of seeing recipes as one-off projects, readers are encouraged to develop a personal repertoire, a favorite sauce, a reliable grain preparation, a go-to method for transforming vegetables, and a couple of dependable plant proteins. When these elements are on hand, creating a satisfying meal becomes an act of assembly guided by flavor principles rather than rigid rules. The value is both practical and educational. The reader learns repeatable methods and also gains a system for improvising within a vegan pantry. This approach aligns with the book's broader identity as a comprehensive guide, giving cooks tools that scale from weeknight meals to more elaborate cooking without requiring constant novelty or specialized products. In conclusion, Big Vegan Flavor is best suited to home cooks who want plant-based meals that feel bold and satisfying, including longtime vegans, new vegans, and omnivores who simply want to cook more vegetables with confidence. Readers who enjoy learning the why behind recipes will get the most out of Vora's tutorial-oriented style, since the book consistently links steps to outcomes like deeper browning, improved tenderness, or better balance. The practical benefits are immediate, more reliable seasoning, stronger texture, and a clearer sense of how to build a dish from aromatics to finishers. The longer-term benefit is a shift in mindset, from following vegan substitutions to mastering plant-based technique and flavor logic that can be applied across cuisines and ingredients. In a crowded cookbook category, the book stands out by positioning itself as a skills-focused guide as much as a recipe collection. The promise is not just fundy 50 dishes to cook, but a framework for making countless meals that taste intentionally designed. For anyone who has found vegan food hit or miss at home, this book aims to make great results repeatable. If you would like to support Nisha Vora, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.